next 30 seconds, your graduates will be coming in. It would be very interesting and appropriate to give them a good round of applause as they enter the stadium. in for Alex McGulkin and Kirk Johnstone. I guess I'd have to start by saying that those medical professionals amongst you, and there are going to be many, was a little long wait out there, not only for you, but for us as well. But we're only about 6 minutes late, so that's actually fairly reasonable. My name is David Harp, I'm University Marshal. I'm going to remove my frisbee and read you a short comment. Thank you, class of 2012, to leave a legacy at McGill. Through class action 2012 OMG, that's not the usual, it's our McGill greenhouse, you have raised $16,000 for a campus greenhouse, and the McGill Alumni Association is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher to leave McGill in style, so stop by the table at the alumni reception to enter the draw. I have to point out something that is important for all of us, that is, this is likely to be your only opportunity to be this close to center ice. And if it weren't for the lack of success of the Canadiens, we wouldn't even be here today. I'm not sure quite where we would be. I'd like you all to give a nice hand to Dr. Brian Sand and his group who have entertained you for the last while before the Pipers. I normally have more things to say, but we want to get on with the program today and hopefully end in about 2 hours or something close to that. But I would ask you to shut down, if you would please, your cell phones. And also, with respect, and you heard this already, some of you, I think, and I'd like all of you to make sure, take your lineup cards, split them in half now, hold on to them, put them between your fingers, and don't let go until you are up here on the left, on your left side, which is where you will give one of the labels with your name to the reader or to the gentleman or woman who is going to be in front of the reader, to the marshal. And then keep the other half intact as you bring across the stage to receive your degree over here. If you get an MD degree and you have a bachelor's degree, don't worry about it. You won't be asked to practice anywhere, but you will be able to exchange if anything goes wrong. It's unlikely that it will. So I would ask you to levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party, which will now enter. And the last group in the platform party will be the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, friends, families, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, I would like to welcome you to the 2012 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Dentistry and the Faculty of Medicine. Now, as the 18th chancellor in the 190th year history of McGill, I have no intention of breaking with the tradition of opening these proceedings with a very brief address. Some of my predecessors have referred to this introduction as a word of advice. I prefer a less lofty description and refer to this simply as something to think about. Before arriving at today's convocation, all of you have given considerable thought as to your future vocation. Some among you have yet to firm up your career aspirations and may be planning to continue studying, undertake volunteer community service, temporary work, or travel. Whatever it is you choose to do, there's an important parallel activity that you should consider. It is one that I believe could enhance your career, or for those of you who are still undecided about your future, help you make the right decision. I raise this idea with you based upon my own vocational trajectory. It has to do with seeking a mentor who could inspire and hopefully guide you. Note that when I use the term mentor, I do not mean internationally recognized figures such as best-selling novelists, world-class architects, great musicians, or inspirational political figures. Rather, I'm referring to those individuals whom we come across in our everyday lives and who have the capacity to help us see ourselves and our environment from a different perspective than our own habitual one. Sometimes we come across such individuals accidentally. Other times, we choose to seek them out. Just by way of examples, this individual could be a former high school teacher, university professor, sports coach, a friend of the family, or a parent of a close friend. In my own case, having a mentor has had a major impact on my quality of life. Instinctively, you may believe that approaching someone to become your mentor might be considered as an assault on their privacy. My experience and those of others who have been fortunate to have mentors is just the opposite. The right people are flattered, even honored to be asked. J'ai fait des études de commerce et j'ai obtenu mon baccalauréat en commerce à McGill, puis ma maîtrise en administration des affaires à Harvard. J'ai travaillé 35 ans pour une grande entreprise très diversifiée, car mes intérêts portaient essentiellement sur le commerce de détail et l'immobilier, sans aucun rapport avec la médecine. Il va sans dire que les scientifiques et la recherche médicale m'étaient aussi étrangères que les astronautes et les voyages dans l'espace. Pourtant, très tôt dans ma carrière, alors que j'étais encore dans la trentaine, j'ai fait la connaissance de plusieurs chercheurs en médecine. L'un d'entre eux est ensuite devenu mon mentor. Cette collaboration et cette amitié m'ont amené à faire du bénévolat dans le domaine médical et en particulier à agir en faveur de la recherche médicale. My business life came to an abrupt halt much sooner than I had either hoped for or anticipated. However, by then, I had become so well acquainted and involved in health research, healthcare delivery, and health information technology, almost as a serious hobby, that I was able to move easily into what became, and still is, the most important and interesting part of my life. As I suggested earlier, something to think about. Je voudrais maintenant inviter Madame Heather Monroe Bloom, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Madame Bloom.
Chancellor, Vice Chair, Governors, Senators, our distinguished honoree, Dr. Philip Sharp, our Special Teaching Award winners, Professor Robert Clark and Professor Preetha Krishnamurthy. Esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and most of all, graduating class of 2012, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great privilege to welcome you to the Center for our spring convocation. Graduates, today is a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will look back on and cherish always. We know that as McGill students, you have worked very hard without question. But as tough as it may be to be a McGill student from time to time, it is sometimes even tougher to be a family member or a close friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class of 2012, I ask you to join with me in expressing our appreciation to the family and friends who brought you here today. Graduating class, after all the hard work and sacrifice you have made to arrive at this moment, it is natural to regard today as a conclusion, a goal reached, a time for farewells. But today also marks the start of a new chapter of your lives. While here at McGill, you will have made lasting friendships, sought knowledge, and learned from the best and brightest students and professors. You have experienced an environment where the exchange of ideas, and often, most importantly, provocative and controversial ideas, is encouraged, where we respect fundamentally our academic freedoms, and where we welcome the responsibilities that accompany these great freedoms. The world, too, has changed since your first days here, from a global financial crisis and tsunamis to increased public activism worldwide, unprecedented acts of volunteerism and strong community engagement, heightened philanthropy, and extraordinary advances in knowledge, technology, and personal mobility. We live in a globally oriented and complex world, an age of ever-increasing mobility and connectivity. Votre passage à l'Université McGill et à Montréal vous a ouvert aux deux communautés culturelles et linguistiques des peuples fondateurs du Canada. Il vous a aussi permis de toucher à la richesse et à la complexité des enjeux qui caractérisent le monde qui s'ouvre aujourd'hui devant vous. Many of you will be thinking today about where life will take you next and the choices you will make. You arrived as students of McGill University here in this hall, and you will leave it as graduates of your alma mater. The newest members of the McGill community of more than 220,000 living alumni worldwide, a family that includes our chancellor, our chair, our vice chair, and in a few moments, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Dr. Philip Sharp. Today, graduating students, you are participating in a tradition that predates the Canadian Confederation. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. Indeed, this past year marks an important milestone in our McGill history as well, as we celebrate the conclusion of the 190th anniversary of our founding and the roots of our founder, James McGill, our founding professors in medicine, and our institution in the values of the Scottish Enlightenment. Know you are part of a long tradition of McGill academic excellence and leadership expressed here in Quebec, across all of Canada, and in every country of the world. James McGill was living on the grounds of our beautiful downtown campus when in 1811 he made the bequest of his Burnside estate and £10,000 to the Royal Institution for the Advancement of Learning. McGill's gift was made when Montreal was but a small town at the edge of an undeveloped continent, when there was no certainty at all that this land could ever be the site, 200 years hence, of a great city or a great university. But indeed, McGill did become a great university, and you, graduating class of 2012, are the direct beneficiaries of that pioneering leap of faith by our founder, a Scottish-born fur trader and merchant who spoke both English and French, and who believed above all else in the power of education to transform the world. And James McGill was but the first great McGillian to envision a better world. For nearly two centuries now, this university has made its impact felt in every possible field of human endeavor, from management to music, law to engineering, nutrition and agriculture, the physical and medical sciences, the professions, the arts, and the social sciences. As you look today forward to bright futures, know that you stand on the shoulders of giants. The individuals who are our alumni have made their mark by embodying the distinctive spirit of McGill, a deeply rooted sense of tradition and appreciation for our character and culture, joined with a commitment to excellence, to lifelong community service, and to global citizenship, people just like you. So as we celebrate you, class of 2012, we also celebrate our distinguished programs in medicine, our professional schools, the health sciences, and dentistry. The Faculty of Medicine, originally established as the Montreal Medical Institution in 1823, became our university's founding program and Canada's first ever medical faculty in the year 1829. For nearly two centuries, our health sciences program and their leaders have been recognized for their remarkable contributions. Under the smart, disciplined, and determined leadership of our Vice Principal and Dean of Medicine, Dr. David Eidelman, with our colleagues in medicine, nursing, physical and occupational therapy, and communication sciences and disorders, we have enjoyed another highly successful year of groundbreaking research, education, and professional practice. And Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of Dentistry, is continuing to lead his faculty in pioneering work in understanding pain and leading in the support of access to dental care for underprivileged Canadians. Among many initiatives to enhance health care delivery to the people of Quebec, Canada, and other nations, this year has seen important McGill innovations. The promotion of family medicine in order to tackle the shortage of primary health practitioners, the development of strong partnerships in the neurosciences here at home and around the world, the continued strengthening and development of the McGill Academic Health Network and each of our teaching hospitals. A special note, this year's winner of the McGill University Medal for exceptional academic achievement is our esteemed colleague, Professor Margaret Locke, who holds joint appointments in both arts and medicine. Professor Locke will be formally recognized with this medal at the Arts Convocation Ceremony later in the week. Today, as we reflect on McGill's past, we commit ourselves to the future. And graduates, as we join today in celebrating you and your achievements, I also leave you with a challenge. Take up the mantle of leadership. When you act, show a commitment and a concern for others as well as yourself. Trust your intuition and foster and value your integrity. Whatever else may confront you in life, whatever bad luck or disappointments may befall you, as happens to each of us from time to time, your personal integrity can never be taken from you. As you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as graduates, you carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well, make us proud, and stay in touch. You may be sure that we will stay in touch with you. Above all else, may your education, your alma mater, and your relationships with each other continue to nourish you. But for now, today, savor every moment of this special ceremony. It's your day. Félicitations.
Thank you, Madam Principal. I now ask Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, to introduce this year's winner of the Howard S. Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching. Dr. Allison.
Thank you very much. Madam Vice Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present to you Dr. Bob Clark, winner of the Howard Katz Award for Excellence in Teaching in the Faculty of Dentistry for 2012. Dr. Bob Clark graduated from our dental program at McGill in 1992 and then completed a residency program at Montreal General Hospital before immediately returning to the faculty as a faculty lecturer in 1993. He's therefore been working with us for nearly 20 years. During this time, Bob has been an outstanding teacher in the field of dental prosthetics, devoting hours, days, and weeks beyond his formal time with the faculty to improving his teaching material and working with small groups of lucky students assigned to him. He's well known for staying very late with students to accompany them through the difficulties of mastering dentistry. To quote one of his letters of nomination for this award from a former student, "A passionate and dedicated teacher, Dr. Clark provided all his students with the necessary tools to develop a thorough understanding of the subject matter. Not only were his presentations innovative, clear, and concise, he organized supplementary lab exercises and review sessions, drafted helpful clinical aids and summary sheets, and consistently spent many extra hours, there's a theme in this, answering questions and clarifying difficult concepts. Easily approachable and generous, students felt comfortable going over complex treatment plans with him. This generosity has seen him participating in humanitarian aid trips to South America to provide care for people in dire need of it in remote parts of that continent. But also he's devoted endless hours to improving our dental curriculum and representing his fellow part-time clinician teachers on the faculty's executive committee. With his typical humility, Bob describes his greatest achievement as having been married to his lovely wife Lucy and being a dad to two fantastic children, Samantha and Simon. Madam Vice Chancellor, it gives me enormous pleasure to present Dr. Bob Clark, a very worthy winner of the Howard Katz Award for Teaching Excellence.
I now ask Dr. Robert Primavesi to introduce this year's winner of the Osler Award for Outstanding Teaching in the Faculty of Medicine.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Osler Award is presented to the teacher who, in the opinion of the senior class of medical students, has made the most outstanding contribution to their education. It is the Faculty of Medicine's highest distinction for medical student teaching. The student's choice is Dr. Preetha Krishnamurti. Dr. Krishnamurti graduated from the MDC program at McGill in 1996. She is an assistant professor in the Department of Pediatrics and a pediatric endocrinologist at the Montreal Children's Hospital. 2 years ago, Dr. Krishnamurti was recruited to take over as director for the 8-week pediatric clerkship rotation required of all medical students in their third year. She inherited a well-established teaching program from a director who had been in place since 1976, well before most of the graduating students were born. No easy feat. Dr. Krishnamurti does not win this award on the backbone of a well-reputed teaching program, but has distinguished herself as a leader and a teacher in her own right. Her star is rising. This year already, she won the Dancing with the Docs fundraiser for the McGill University Health Center Foundation. And later this month, she will be named to the Faculty Honor List for Educational Excellence to recognize her outstanding contributions to education in the Faculty of Medicine in the areas of teaching, educational leadership and innovation, faculty development, and research and scholarly activity. But the students know best, and I'll leave the last words to the students. So this is a quote from one of Dr. Krishnamurti's evaluations, and if you wrote it and recognize that, good work. Dr. Krishnamurti is the most approachable, most understanding, most caring, and the most available teacher I've ever met. She is the gold standard of clerkship directors. Her lectures and slides are clear, concise, and straight to the point. She always manages to teach us the essentials for a level of training. She's a strong advocate for students who ask for our input and listens to our concerns. Thank you very much, Dr. Krishnamurti. You proved that medical school can be fun.
I now ask Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, to present Dr. Philip Sharp, that they may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my distinct privilege to present to you one of the finest molecular biologists of our time, Dr. Philip Sharp. World-renowned scientist, Dr. Sharp made the startling discovery of the split gene in the late 1970s, dramatically changing our picture of the gene structure. This led to the prediction of a new genetic process called splicing. Dr. Sharp was co-awarded a Nobel Prize in 1993 for his pivotal work, which altered the course of basic research in this area, as well as our explorations of the genetic causes of cancer and other diseases. Originally from Kentucky, Dr. Sharp's fascination with the genetic code drew him in time to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he was the director of the Center for Cancer Research, the head of the Department of Biology, and then director of its Brain Institute. As institute professor at MIT today, Dr. Sharp and his lab continue to push the boundaries, investigating how RNA molecules act as switches to turn our genes on and off. These processes have the potential to give rise to an entirely new class of therapeutics. Dr. Sharp is both a longtime collaborator and a friend to McGill University, the proud father of a McGill alumna, an esteemed chair of the Scientific Advisory Board of the Roslyn and Morris Goodman Cancer Research Center. In his short autobiography published and his Nobel Prize was announced, Dr. Sharp remarked that a sense of place is an important part of his life. Today we hope that McGill University provides him with that special sense of place as we honor him in this ceremony. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Dr. Philip A. Sharp, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my great pleasure to invite Dr. Philip Sharp, our newest graduate, to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Sharp.
Graduates, parents, friends, faculty, and members of the platform of medicine and the dentistry of McGill University, bonjour. Good day. And that's all the French I will say. I had to pass my French exam to get my PhD in chemistry, but it's been a long time. It is an honor to be invited to address you on this day of celebration with great pageantry. It is always thrilling to be part of an event recognizing the accomplishments of students and their transition to a world of opportunities and expectations. Congratulations to you, the graduates, on completing your field of study and preparing for this transition. Some of you will be transitioning to further education or positions in the academy, and some to the world beyond the academic setting. In both cases, you will need to continue to critically seek knowledge and be innovative in solving problems. Your training here will serve you well in this endeavor. In fact, we are standing on the era of great advances in life science that will enhance the quality of life of many and help society meet some of its future great challenges. This is before you. This is the case because medicine and biology are young sciences where there is still much to be discovered and to use in innovation. We cannot repeat history, that we can learn from it to imagine some of the future. The history of biological science is primarily confined to the 20th century, even more precisely to the last half of the 20th century. The discovery of the structure of DNA by Watson and Crick in 1953 initiated advances in the fundamental mechanisms universal to all life forms. This places life science, which is associated in medical sciences, as a young science. Thus, we should think of biology as an emerging science that is both incomplete, with many exciting discoveries in its future, and infantile in its translation to applications in society. Biological science will offer solutions to many of the great challenges the world faces. These include improving the quality of healthcare at sustainable cost, providing food for 9 billion people, anticipated to occupy our Earth by mid-century, providing renewable resources for transportation and other uses, and providing and maintaining a high-quality natural environment that we cherish so much. For example, improving the quality of healthcare will come from individualizing the delivery of medicine so that it is more effective and focused on those who will benefit. Similarly, feeding 9 billion people will depend on the development of food plants that grow in more diverse environments with less dependence on high-energy components such as fertilizers. Can the current developments in life science indicate how will we meet these challenges from a technical point of view? Let's look at progress over the last 50 years. The first 25 were spent elucidating the genetic code and the processes by which information in DNA is decoded to make the components of cells. This fundamental research, performed in universities such as this, gave rise in the 70s to the first step in synthetic biology, that is, biotechnology, which produced many new vaccines, new treatments, and new insights into disease. It is synthetic biology because through biotechnology, we gain the power to make genes, much like chemists make complex drugs. We use the knowledge gained in the 70s of the genes that we analyzed and how they encoded proteins to make new therapeutic agents. However, at that time, our understanding of the number and diversity of human genes was very limited. Only a few had been extensively studied. An awareness of the range of possible genes to use as components awaited the second revolution in life science, that is, the sequencing of the human genome. The first revolution was that of the discovery of the structure of DNA. We will talk about the third revolution in a moment. The human genome was completed in 2003, 50 years after the discovery of the structure of DNA. This advance has opened new opportunities to analyze the genetic basis of disease. It is the scientific breakthrough that underpins much of our contemporary research. However, another important feature of this advance is the technology to rapidly sequence and cheaply sequence DNA. For the graduating physicians in this audience and those who will work with patients, most of your patients will have the sequence of their genome as you meet them shortly and will expect you to interpret it for them. This same technology allows the discovery of the diversity of genes in all of the plant kingdom and the diversity of genes in all the microbial kingdom. These are all new components for the synthesis of new genes to improve plant production and improve healthcare. However, this is only the beginning. We're on the verge of what I call the third revolution, which is convergence. Convergence is the integration of engineering, physical science, and computational sciences into life science. Advances in engineering such as information technology, nanotechnology, microfabrication, the ability to store and process enormous collections of data, are going to merge with the rapid advances in biological science and biomedical science to change and improve society over the coming decades. Information technology will educate patients to better control their health and give them access to the latest medicines. Nanotechnology will target drugs and sensors to every cell in the body. Microfabrication will devise devices that simultaneously measure hundreds, if not thousands, of components in body fluids to monitor health in real time. All of this information will come to the physician and patient to allow better decisions in prevention and treatment. It will also feed forward by opening new insights into the biology of humans and other organisms and allow a better understanding of disease. Thus, graduates in this ceremony emerge into a time of revolutions in life science. In fact, you will lead and experience these changes. What a fascinating moment to begin a life of learning and doing. My own revolution started in the 70s, and now, as I am in the process of leaving the stage, we and others of my age in science depend upon new graduates to use the science of the last 50 years to improve the well-being of others. We stand in all of the opportunities before you, and our expectations are very high. We depend upon your success, your humanity, and your desire to improve culture and society to make these last 50 years as rich and as exciting as we hoped they would be. Congratulations again, and thank you, and good luck.
Thank you, Dr. Sharp. There's a saying that what is the fastest way to get to Carnegie Hall? And the answer many people give is practice, practice, practice. And a take on that bit of humor could be, what is the fastest way to win a Nobel Prize? And I would suggest that you could do no better than listening to the advice of Dr. Philip Sharp. We will now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees. And I call upon the Deputy Provost, Professor Morten Mendelsohn, to commence the formal proceedings. Professor Mendelsohn.
Mr. Chancellor, I'm pleased to invite the students graduating from the faculties of Dentistry and Medicine for the conferral of their degrees and a celebration of their achievements. Each student crossing the platform will be greeted center stage by the chancellor, the principal, or the vice chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving a first degree will remove their mortarboard or hat and will be capped symbolically on the top of their head, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned a degree will keep their hat on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly, but the university can't guarantee the actual force that my colleagues will use in executing this maneuver. I should point out, however, in lieu of today's graduation of medical students, they have really considered the issue of do no harm. Students will receive their actual diploma or parchment as they leave the stage from the dean or the dean's delegate. En vertu du pouvoir qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Robert Primavesi to present the graduates. Professor Shari Baum, Dean, Associate Dean of Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, will distribute the diplomas to graduate students. Then, Dr. Paul Allison, Dean of the Faculty of Dentistry, and Dr. David Eidelman, Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, will distribute the diplomas to all other students. Congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Dentistry, Hadil Farouk Al-Jalad. Saeed Khalili. For the degree of Master of Science, Arti Angula. Iris Barasha Diaz. Naveen Dasari. Hazem Ali Aymar. Zara Sadat Tabatabey Shafi'i. Akhil Soman Teki Purakal. For the Doctor of Dental Medicine, Mukhtar Al-Namayani. Hardeep Singh Assi, the Dr. Paul A. Marchand and Maureen McNeil Marchand Prize. Melissa Cheroni, Visco Dental Products Canada Incorporated Award, Dr. Marvin and Mandy Werbit Award in Dentistry, Dean's Honor List. Amanda Crescenciano. Basil DeBass. Christina May D, Canadian Dental Association Student Leadership Award. Sarah Habib. Distinction, Prix d'Excellence Jean-Robert Vincent. Michelle Kornbluth, Distinction, McGill Alumni Society Prize. Lyal Ksabi. Joanna Joyce Lambert, Distinction, Dr. James McCutcheon Medal. Alexandre Yu Lee. Dian Liu, Dr. A. Gerald Racy Prize. Shuang Liu. Yiming Liu. Elizabeth Ann Logan. Matthew Daniel Morrison. Cindy Elizabeth Nagel, Distinction. Veronica Sylvia Niamtu. Sun Young Park. Carly Elena Rappaport. Azadeh Rastakurdar. Yonit Rabibo. Jennifer Michelle Seidler, Quebec Dental Surgeons Association Prize. Nikhil Sharma, Distinction, Dr. Soo Kim Land Prize in Dentistry. Andrew Neil Steinman. Jessica Tam. Nicholas Roderick Go Thorpe, Dr. A.L. Walsh Prize, Dr. J.K. Carver Award, Dean's Honor List. Wanju Renee Wang. Erin Elizabeth Watson, Dr. A.W. Thornton Gold Medal, Dr. W.G. Leahy Prize, Sunstar Gum Award in Dentistry, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Lara Ajamian. Kelly Kathleen Anderson. Raluku Apostu. Simon Bélanger. Sammy Kamel Buelia. Marshall Lynn Campbell. Michelle Carroll. Donovan Chan. Alina Mahela Daba. Patricia Scolari Fontella. Philip Frank, Gordon A. McLaughlin Prize, Governor General's Gold Medal. Tushari Gina Dasa. Jean-Sébastien Joël. Osama Kishta. Aiwa Liu. Andrea Lynn Marat. Laurence Mercier. Gary G. Lynn Moe. Maru Mofarahi. Alana Tan Huyen Nguyen. Kirsten Maraca Niles. Also receiving a Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Andreas Yiannis Papadakis. Christine Anna Parachoniak. Argia Paul. Jennifer Clancy Peloshock. Joanna Pohl. Megan Heather Powdrell. Manon Ranger. Leticia Lea Sabatier. Susan Mary Shader. Verena Schneider Lindner. Katrine Schultz. Elaine Beverly Satiawan. Zhu Shao. Mei Shaoi. Andrea Rose Spence. Nicola Stefani. Wira Nancy, Wira R. Pachai. Felina Katarzyna Zhuol. Yongling Zhao. Zhao Quan Joanna Jiang. Yanqing Zhu. Also receiving a graduate diploma in clinical research. Jonathan Richard Ye. Brandon J. Zimmerman. For the degree of Master of Engineering, Mark Fakuri. Zinan Hay. Afshan Afzar Khan, Christian Langlois Dansereau, for the degree of Master of Science, Waka Safif. Nihar Bhattacharya. Stephanie Brian. Maria Lise Bullock. Natasha Campbell. Lena Carlini. Lizanne Castonghi. Elizabeth Cowley. Thomas James Charters. Simon Chow. Andrew Laurie Cotreau. Irina Demacheva. Micah Mary DeVries. Samuel Donato. Tatiana Drozdova. Alexander Thomas Dufour. Serge Joseph Gallant. Irina Glaskova. Paul Gomez. Swati Gupta. Valerie Claire Henderson. Julie Héroux. Jasvir Kaur. Elizabeth Christina Kmiotek. Audrey Lafreniere. Jean-Daniel Michel Lalande. Sébastien Latapie. Justin Allen Lawrence. Vasiliki Lirudius. Laura Christine McGuagan. Ankush Madan. Andrela Relikas Melicia. Courtney Mackay. Ellis Mitru. Aristu Mahafmashadi. Luke James Mondor. Eva Irene Monson. Mark Morkos. Ryan Ng. Ioana Nicolau. Michelle Okitapo Onokoko. Paul Papakonstantopoulos. Maria Antonia Parda Lopez de Rivera. Emilia Paleva. Emily Jaw Young Redman. Sean James Reed. Clarice Reyes. Jeanette Rioux. Richard Thomas Ryan. Yuxi Shi. Naomi Shin. Dora Matula Siantes. Jenica Marie Souls. Leanne Claire Soller. Hyun Jung Sung. Amy Lynn Stiles. Vidi Takar. Trunkus. Amanda Kristen Trunkus. Gregory Joseph Twork. Alexandra Valenik. Kishanda Vibo. Lucy Wade. Dongsha Wang. Carrie Ann White. Aaron Ellison Young Ping. Did we miss a name? Oh, sorry, Jeanette Alicia O'Quain. Sorry. We'll start up. That's for the degree of Master of Science, Jeanette Alicia O'Quain. Natasha Katerina Burnham. Bai Kui Peggy Chen. Natalie Marie Kudrasov. Elise Desroches.
Sandy Diaz-Cosme. Natasha Dupuis. Christine Echegaray Benitez. Guillaume Etier. Erin Dana Fagan. Debbie Natalie Gaitan Ramirez. Marjorie Jack. Oksana Kapustina. Tatiana Lucianich. Leanna Marie McIsaac. Brigitte Maillet. Marylise Nguyen. Vesna Papuga. Amelia Patterson Payne. Jennifer Lynn Rioche. Maria Gabriela Ruiz Mangus. Ruth Sawicki. Emily St-Pierre. Victor Uscatescu. Laura Janice Wakani, F. Moira Allen Prize. Andrea Ward. For the degree of Master of Science Applied Occupational Therapy, Jane Elizabeth Alexander. Fatima Amari. Catherine Bernard. Linda Bertiom. Aislinn McCollum Brown. Sylvia Ciccarelli. Zorana Church. Tatiana Rita Dibb, Helen M. Galt Award. Stephanie Debreuil. Valerie Ferrand. Evelyn Forger. Karine Fournel-Maurice. Ivy Marie Pedro Gumbach. Lori Dawn Isaif. Julien Joutra. Priya Kelsey. Fatima Kadari. Angela Kim. Emma Lewis. Catherine Elisa Martin. Viviana Furtado McAllister. Marie Kim Josiane McFetridge. Angel Jessica McGee. Gianula Mantakis. Audrey Melissa Mohammed. Amandeep Kaur Nandra. Jacqueline Nguyen. Julianne Kristen Noseworthy, Clinical Prize of Excellence. Kathy Ong Tone. Okay. Agnès Piat Corsin. Catherine Elizabeth Priestley. Megan Sarah Rivers, Canadian Association of Occupational Therapists Award. Virginia Lucy Sabourin. Julia Santillo. Tara Marie Sardella. Vivienne Nguyen Trinh. Diana Tsai. Lori Ann Unsworth. Fang Wang. Bianca Beverly Leung. For the degree of Master of Science Applied Physical Therapy, Megan Patrice Abraham. Garfield D. Andrews. Sheila Robin Barrett Bernstein. Catherine Delmar. Diana Teresa Berardi, Canadian Physiotherapy Association Award. Jamie Deanne Boyd. Hélène Brière. Melanie Brizard. Rajneet Kaur Campbell. Ryan Shu Y. Chan. Maxime Charin. Islam Shariat. Margarita Stein. Tanya Marie Cristofaro. Félix Croteau. Guillaume Georges Mathieu Crouzet. Jevani Duval. Michael Ennis. Joël Fortier-Soucy. Vincent Stephen Fung. Roshani Gandhi. Julie-Anne Gauvin. Sandra Marie Galley. Marie-Pierre Allais. Hatami Khosrowshahi. Hatami Khosrowshahi. Feng Shan He. Tui Dan Ho. Sarah Hodgins, Clinical Prize of Excellence. Erica Lafontaine, Sandra Perlman Memorial Prize. Evelyn Lajoie, Helen M. Galt Award. Nathalie Larocque. Marie-France Lorrain. Katharina Lemay. Leoncini Lee. Thomas Lucas. Jessica Marie Marasco. Aria Nazirian. Duhan Yeo Nguyen. Mayan Jacqueline Nguyen. Wasim Nicholas. Michael Pilon Piquet. Emily Piscolo. Jessica Racine Dagenet. Jennifer Ranallo. Yu Ren. Tiana Elise Ringer. Carolyn K. Schrag. Carol Rutenberg Silver Memorial Award. Camille Saint-Pierre. Maureen Tillot. Kar Yan Tom. Jacqueline Trebowski. Jeffrey M. White. Nan Wu. Shui Yang. Maximilian Zucci. For the graduate diploma in nursing, Yannick Melançon-Lettre. For the degree of Doctor of Medicine and Master of Surgery, Martin Aguilar. Ahmed Al-Mazri. Alexandra Amir. Amanda Angelus. Tiberio Engel. Allison Baker. Jack Daniel Balela. Haran Perry Balendra. Daniel Christoph Banachek. David Bannon. Maher Babarian. Robert Patat. Amin Ben Masoud. David Berger Richardson. Aaron Jacek Billick, Dean's Honor List. Anna Maria Chalene Blanchard. Chloe Bogarty. Adrian Boone. Mathieu Boudier-Révéré. Caleb Abaka Buhari. Elise Boulanger. Michael Vincent James Braganza. Jessica Breton, Dean's Honor List. Nicolas Cadet. Eric Carpentier, also receiving a Master of Business Administration. Tanya Castellino. Alexandra Cotterella. Julia Chabot. Nicola Shadi, Dean's Honor List. Mohammed Yamin Chanda. Marie-Ève Chartier, Dean's Honor List. Wei-Chi Chen. Wei-Chi Chen. Elizabeth Julia Aldous Chertko. Estelle Ferrand-Chetry, also receiving a Master's of Business Administration. Valerie Clermont. Naïma Marguerite Clermont-Déjean. Zoe Frances Costa-Vanesh. James Curtis. Jean Deschamps, Dean's Honor List. Rochelle Deschamps, Riley Matson Memorial Prize. Allison Downs. Justin Drager. Stephanie Duchamp-Benard, J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine, Robert Forsyth Prize in Surgery, Wood Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Raven Tanya Dumont-Maurice. Richard James Dunbar Yaffe. Niles C.J. Falwad, Mona Bronfman Scheckman Prize in Psychiatry, Dean's Honor List. Human Farzan. Constantine Philippe. Yulia Laura Philippe. Zoe Fortier Morissette, Dean's Honor List. Joseph Donato Fragapani. Laura Friedman. Natalie Erica Gens. Jared Garfinkel, Dean's Honor List. Michael Aaron Garfinkel. Milena Garofalo, Newell W. Fulpaw Prize in Obstetrics and Gynecology. Belinda Goh, Ronald Douglas Neymark Award. Nayla Maria Goslan Papadopoulos. Akshat Gotra. Catherine Guilbeault. Mayuri Gupta. Lauren K. Hamlin Douglas. Adam Hart. Noura Hassan. Andrea Louise Hathaway, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Andrew John Helmers. Catalina Hernandez Torres. Shaheen Hosseini. Kenneth Xing Chung Huang. Jennifer Megan Hume, Nora Hutchison, Amanda Sharon Ishayak, Dorota Maria Kadlubowska, Radoslaw Kaminsky, Sandy James Karam, Sean Carls, Lauren Elisa Katz, Ling Wen Kong, and Catherine Korkadakis, John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine, Andrew Jordan Taylor Curry, Irina Kudrina, Alexandre Labelle, Maxime Labelle, Alicia Nikki Lambrinakos Raymond, Jean-Michel Lavoie, Brian Lee, Michelle Sin Lee, Benedict Lefebvre, Claire Lefebvre, Josh Aaron Levin, Philip Levine, Annie Lee, Yalen Lin, Lei Ma, Julian Samuel Mackenzie Fetter, Elizabeth Ann Monroe Gordon Prize, Samuel Jared Maman, Lauren McGruthers, Aaron Mackay, Jonathan Michelli, David Martin Milo, Paresh Shivam Misra, Dean's Honor List, Mandana Musavi, Fiona Mutalib, Alexander Edward Nataros, Madhur Nayan. Jessica Neme. Julie Mai Van Nguyen. Joshua S. Ng. Brett Adam Nitschke. Maxime Naron Nguyen. Sammy Obaid. Lee Chantal Perrin. Magdalena Anna Kaczynska. Laura Leanne Pilotti Edmonds. Samuel Pirro. Ipshita Prakash. Alexandre Prou. Darylin Putz. Philip Quigley. Boyana Radovanovic. Nyla Ramji. Stephanie Rachel Ramkumar. Gwyn Philip Rankin Jardin. Lee Reichman, Dr. Alan Spanier Prize for Professionalism in Medicine. Mark Vishal Albert. Dale Robertson. Mary Ev Robinson. J. Francis Williams Prize in Medicine and Clinical Medicine, Montreal Children's Hospital Prize for Pediatric Excellence, Dean's Honor List. Matthew Robinson, Dean's Honor List. Michael Roskies, Alexander D. Stewart Prize, H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology. Joe Saliba, H.S. Burkitt Memorial Prize in Otolaryngology, Holmes Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Mireille Sayeg. Matthew Seidler, John H. Anschuler Prize in Family Medicine. Amanda Julian Seidman. Lauren Self. Meryl Jean Selasky. Valeria Sternoiva, Brian Newton Memorial Award, E. Davidson Sherman Award in Geriatric Medicine. Hima Bindu Suresh. Yumi Tanaka. Hannah Susan Thomas. Zoe Thomas Psychiatry Prize. Dorothea Tikash. Xiao Tsung Tran. Maeve O'Neill Trudeau. Raphael Trudeau Rivet. Catherine Truong. Karan Verma. Horia Volpe. Susan Maria Wakil. Dr. Mark Cohen Prize in Ophthalmology, Dean's Honor List. Kian Kian Wang. Andrew Mark Weinstock. Magenta May Simon White Potter Mel. Robin Riviots. Stephanie M. Wong, Campbell Keenan Memorial Prize in Clinical Surgery. Jenny Yangwang Wu. Li Qin Zhu. Ji Wei Yang. Yulane Yim. Jung Chul Yun. Han Zeng. Jia Zheng. Jiamin Zheng, Holmes Gold Medal, Dean's Honor List. Zofia Nadia Zeitzman Coleman. For the degree of Bachelor of Nursing, Ya Amoa Bea Ansa Adu, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Asselin. Sabina Bekashev, Distinction.
Sophie Bélanger, Stephanie Binet, Distinction, Elise Bouchard-Vachon, Julia Lorraine Bresnay, Evelyn Rosk, Melawani Prize in Nursing, Caitlin Burns, Irina Butoyanu, Gina Lynn Carbonell, Jennifer Chan, Erica Lee Close, Jocelyn Hillary Kloss, Maria Ida Dardes, Musanmola Sikirat Davis, Melanie Desbiens, Stephanie Drolet, Distinction, Elizabeth Fauvel Benoit, Jenny Rose Gabori, Distinction, Stephanie Hall, Rosalita Wilnessa Jean-Pierre, Sophie George, Distinction, Liliane Helene Labelle Belton, Distinction, Joelle Labonte, Dean's Honor List, Nicole Stacy LeHoux, Kendra Lilico, Valerie Lynch, Rochelle Madriaga, Ileana Manoilovich, Mariana Martello, Nancy Kathy Martins, Sharon Martis, Alicia Jessica Meddings, Pearson Education in Canada Book Prize, Dean's Honor List, Vanessa Medeiros, Sarah Messaoudi, Ryan Matthew Muscat, Mm-hmm.
Vanessa Meir. Trisha Andrea Nanug. Daryl Nwankwo. Alyssa Marie Pambuan. Jessica Jahi Park. Barbara Ann Anshula Prize in Nursing, Dean's Honor List. Julianne Robitaille. Sonia Sandberg. Aisha Shi. Mandy Singer. Mary Michelle Zandra Ugaban. Catherine Michelle Vanier Distinction. Melanie Maureen Williams. Carissa Wong, Dean's Honor List. Melanie Brianne Zader. For the degree of Bachelor in Science in Nursing, Frederick Lorenz. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science and Major Occupational Therapy, Bianca Abate. Emmanuel Beaulieu. Sarah Cachecho, Dean's Honor List. Kristen Dagny. Frederic de Musca. Bic Lien Marie Anne Din. Elizabeth Guevara, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Ciccarelli Guerrera Distinction. Fang Fei Guo. Tanya Florence Hurtubis, Dean's Honor List. Maxime Junior Lacorsière Boussière. Ariane Legault, Dean's Honor List. Joanne Renee Lee. Wen Li Liu. Amanda Catherine Pileggi, Distinction. Olivia Redouté Menzière. Verena Rescala. Alyssa Roseman, Distinction.
Emily Ann Scazzozzi. Laurent Alexandre Shaker. Song Wan Shi, Distinction. Patrick Smallhorn, Distinction. Nora Nansheva Stoyanova. Jimiko Tangshpanya. Min Quan Tran, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Marie Tremblay. Hong Ann Audrey Truong. Félix Olivier Turgeon Provost. Emma Weintraub, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Rehabilitation Science and Major Physical Therapy, Rosa Abbott-Ball. Daniel Fernando Agudelo. Christine Arbour. Sylvie Bohm, Distinction. Jean-Nicolas Champagne. Yun-Ho Chang, Distinction. Isabelle Chenier Arcila. Annie Claude Coupal, Distinction. Michelle Joan Crook, Dean's Honor List. Nicolas Dauphiné Bazin. Caroline Drouin-Tourville. Caroline Dufour, Distinction. Vanessa Domenica Gatti, Distinction. Patrick Gauvin. Rochelle Christine Gauvin. Aditi Kapoor, Distinction. Thomas Kirkman Gagnon. Alexandre Raymond Kerner. Micheline Lagacé, Dean's Honor List. Jacqueline Chu A. Lam. Vu Lei. Marie-Ève Lebel Gabriel. Nelson Lee. Lei Yu Liu. Stephanie Marcel, Distinction. Marc-André Morin Distinction. Melissa Mazzafari Dana, Dean's Honor List. Jenny Nyo, Distinction. Lena Osiram, Distinction. Valerie Parent-Houl, Distinction. Ashma Patel. Christina Pepe. Catherine Riando. Aaron Rolich. Florence Rougeau. Bianca Roy Matti. Christopher Rubino, Dean's Honor List. Ziki Song. Megan Christie Straub, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Dean's Honor List. Caitlin Taillon. Gia Vin David Tran. Sarah Turgeon Désilé. Christina Tsinevrakis. Arthur Wojnowski Vu, Distinction. Bao Wei Zhu. Di Zhang. Jun Nan Zhang. Yi Chu Zhang.
Thank you very much, Dr. Primavesi. I now call upon Dean Eidelman to read the oath for all medical practitioners.
Please repeat after me. I vow before all assembled que je m'acquitterai de mon devoir en me laissant guider par les principes de ce serment que je prête librement et publiquement. That's what it says. Okay. That I will diligently minister as much as in me lies to the comfort and restoration of the sick entrusted to my care. À ne rien révéler sans motif grave, de ce que j'aurais pu voir et entendre dans le cadre de l'exercice de mes fonctions et qu'il conviendrait de tenir secret. That I will perform always with care and in the highest tradition of the ethical codes of my profession. And that as long as I may serve, I will ever seek to promote excellence in every act that I perform.
Thank you, Dean Eidelman. I now invite Ms. Viviana McAllister to come to the podium and say a few words on behalf of all graduating students as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the platform party, faculty, fellow graduates, and guests, good afternoon. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue. Today marks our transition from being students to health professionals. Throughout our education in health sciences, we were told about the importance of working in interprofessional teams. I completed my master's program in the fall and began working in one of these interprofessional teams as an occupational therapist. I am now intimately familiar with the practical challenges that these teams pose. But the benefits of a cohesive team far outweigh the inconveniences. Our collaborative interactions benefit the health and well-being of our clients. What enabled me to work on such a team? It was all those group projects we had to do right here at McGill. So, for example, in our master's research program, my group of occupational therapists and physiotherapists were faced with many challenges. We did not know what to make of each other, but we knew we needed each other to finish. In order to ensure that we did an excellent job, I took control. My controlling ways were so obvious that when the entire group was cramped into an elevator, one of my study participants pointed it out by calling me la boss. I was mortified that my tendency to control was being aired out in such a confined space. I was terrified by the thought that my team might leave me to finish the entire project alone or try to overthrow me in some cruel coup d'etat. Luckily, I heard something from the team that I did not quite expect, laughter. So during that project, I became la boss. My team turned my need to control into something positive that they could benefit from. I began to laugh at my own impulse to control and poke fun at myself and my teammates. Knowing your weaknesses and making fun of them helps things move along. Et maintenant, en français, je vais mettre l'emphase sur mon argument. Quand on peut rire de soi-même, notre équipe peut rire de nous aussi. Ce sont les moments drôles qui me font penser qu'on est tous humains. Une équipe qui travaille bien ensemble, rit ensemble. However, it took us a while to appreciate each other's perspectives and strengths. Once we were really ready to listen, it seemed we all had something interesting to contribute. I began to learn how to communicate, listen, debate, and explore ideas to create better outcomes for our project. Indeed, our project was a great success, and we'll be presenting it at two conferences. So what is my message to you as you go out to serve as health professionals? Remember to focus on strengths. Within our interprofessional teams, we have to take time to respect the contributions of others and appreciate what makes each person unique. Enjoy your differences. They might be challenging and energy-consuming, but rest assured, your investment is well spent and will lead to more thorough and enlightened decision-making. Before university, I had great personal expectations for myself. As a 2012 valedictorian at the McGill Health Sciences Convocation, I have great expectations for us all as team players. I've come to rely on the people around me. It now seems success in my work would be nearly impossible without their support. Out in the real world, we, as colleagues and teammates, will encounter a unique set of issues and challenges faced by each of our clients. Confront those challenges with an open heart, loads of laughter, and remember the words of Margaret Mead. Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed people can change the world. Indeed, it is the only thing that ever has. Congratulations, graduates. Félicitations et bon succès dans votre carrière.
Thank you, Ms. McAllister, for those thoughtful and inspiring words. And now, would the graduating class please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. I now invite the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, to deliver the benediction. Please rise.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Du que nous venions et que nous allions, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Secretary General. To conclude, I invite Professor Winston Purdy to sing our national anthem.
Thank you.